United Nations weapons inspectors continued their work in Iraq Friday, a day before the top two UN inspectors are due in Baghdad for talks with Iraqi officials. The weapons inspectors visited sites in Baghdad and in the southern part of the country, including a military depot, a pesticide store, and a water facility. Hans Blix, the chief UN inspector, and Mohammed Al-Baradei, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, are on their way to Iraq to press for more cooperation from Iraqi officials. Speaking in Vienna Friday before leaving for Baghdad, Mr. Blix said the weapons inspectors had been allowed to interview an Iraqi scientist in private for the first time. Such interviews are one of the key demands that the Security Council has insisted Iraq must meet. Mr. Blix also said that to be successful, the inspection process must have support from Iraq as well as other countries. One of the reasons cooperation is essential, Mr. Blix added, is that the inspectors don't have much time to do their work.
It requires cooperation by Iraq, an active cooperation, both on process and on substance. It requires support by member states, and we do get a lot of support. But without an active cooperation by the Iraqi side, it is difficult to achieve an effective inspection. We had 8 years there, and a lot was achieved, but the world is not going to wait another 8 years.
While in Baghdad, Mr. Blix and Mr. Al-Baradei are expected to press senior Iraqi officials to disclose any evidence about weapons programs in existence. The UN officials are to report their findings to the Security Council at the end of next week. Mr. Blix said Iraq's level of cooperation in the near future would seriously affect the contents of that report. Tatiana Anderson for VOA News, Cairo.